Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's your stance on twin flames?
That's a good question. I think just in terms of like, I'm going to be nice. So I think that we all have soul contracts, right?
Well, is it okay? There's a difference between twin flame and a soulmate.
Well, you know, it depends on what the definition you're using for like a twin flame soulmate. But I'm rolling with yours. So for me, broadly, I would just say that we have soul contracts with people, and some of us were meant to be, you know, in long term relationships. And then some people are just meant to come in for, to be cliche, a reason and a season, you know, and then they leave. But it's the whole point of it is to advance our soul, our you know, because I think we reincarnate, and with each incarnation, we're here to just grow and advance our soul until we don't incarnate anymore. That's just my belief.
So yes and no on twin flame.
I mean, I don't believe in twin flames. You're just gonna press me on it. I mean, I think that
of course he's a Virgo. He needs that technicality coming up.
I just think that we have soul contracts with each other. You know, we travel in soul pairs. I think, you know, in past lives, the three of us have been something to one another. In some form of fashion.
I could go with that.
Yeah, tangentially, there's a book that I read that has had a huge impact on that perspective, is Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr.
Brian Wise. I love that book. Yes. Great book.
Yes.
And there's a follow-up. Only Love Is Real.
Yeah. Well, Only Love Is Real, or there was another one that I had that didn't have that title, but so he must have more than two books.
I recommend Only Love Is Real. You'll like it.
Okay. I'll have to get it on audio.
I do have down here that each relationship brings a different experience out of yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? It's all about perspective, because you can look at things as good or bad, but it's all to grow us and whether we like it or not, you know, so a lot of times we have to just get uncomfortable with being uncomfortable and being uncomfortable, which is like those squares and oppositions, those, you know, they're there for a purpose. You know, obviously the oppositions, we have to strike a balance between them, right? And then the squares, it's just like those squares, oh my gosh.
You know, I agree exactly with what you're saying, because I have actually often found myself in relationships where I have had people around me where there's a lot of oppositions and squares. This isn't in any sort of relationship. I mean, Paul and I have a lot of oppositions, right? But, you know, we're not in an intimate relationship. But in the intimate relationships, I think it takes a little bit of extra effort from both parties to really want to be uncomfortable in the uncomfortability.
Yes, you have to push through it, push past it. Yeah. And you know, it always feels, a lot of times just feels tense, or I think it pushes you to advance, to figure out, like, to really kind of go deep. Like, what is going on here?
I actually have down here some of our highest highs have been connected to some relationships as well as our lowest lows, but we keep coming back for more. Why? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.